Hi, this is David Wirth. I was the director of photography on Bloodsport and the director of Kickboxer, launching the career of Jean-Claude Van Damme. You're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
Hi, my name is Colleen Hendry, the senior product manager for Dragon at Nuance Communications, and you're listening to one of our favorite Dragon customers, Justin Ray Harvey. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Lola Reiser from The Early Show with Rick and Lola on 103 CIR, and you're listening to Justin Ray Harvey on J Ray Radio.
Hey, if you want to stay up on sports, if you want to stay up on what's going on, you got to listen to J Ray Radio. This is Black Hawk Walters, the four-time world kickboxing champion. Hey, this is Black Hawk Walters, the four-time world kickboxing champion. Listen, I want you to listen to my hero, Justin Ray Harvey.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Richardson of Six String Revolver, and you're listening to my good friend, Justin Ray Harvey, on J-Ray Radio.
This is Gordon Ricusa, author of Shidoshi, The Four Ways of the Corpse, and The Five Principles of Everything. Getting my facts straight from Justin Ray Harvey.
This is Stan Bush. I sing Fight to Survive in the movie Bloodsport. You're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
Hi, this is Tony Luke Jr., a.k.a. Joey the Nail Nardone, and you're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
Hey, everyone, it's Rick Reiser from the Days of Music 103 CIR in Beckley, West Virginia. You're listening to my boy Justin Ray Harvey on J. Ray Radio.
Hi, I'm Tony Luke Jr., also known as Joey the Nail. Please follow my friend Justin Ray Harvey on Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. His tag is at Justin Harvey. He's a great guy. I follow him, and I know you'll enjoy following him, too.
Hi, this is Peter Mahoney, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Nuance Communications. I'm also known as the Dragon Dictator. You're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
To reach Justin Harvey's studio line, please call 818-532-9762.
Hi, this is Raven Kane, the co-founder of Pain, Progressive Action, Immediate Neutralization, and the singer-songwriter for the new record called Six String Revolver. You're listening to my good friend Justin Ray Harvey. He's a fellow martial artist and a good man. And if you even consider turning the show off, I'll come through this internet connection and choke your ass out.
Questions we have as we grow, it's hard to find answers to what we don't know, but sometimes there's someone to whom we can turn to teach us life lessons, help us to learn just what's important and what matters most, much more than our teacher, and we call them coach. Right there to guide us when we need a hand. They reach deep inside us and help us to stand. Lead by example in words and in deeds, and show Show us the courage we need to succeed. And I stand before you, and I'm proud to boast. I'm one of the many who's learned from the goal to never surrender your hopes or your courage and kindness is how you measure a soul. The road that you travel, the choices you make, the load that you carry, the chances you take. We raise our glasses and offer this toast to one who will always be known as the coach. To one who will always be known as the coach.
Another edition of J. Ray Rio on Carson's Corner. We are doing things a little bit different tonight. I just bought a piece of software where I can record Skype calls, and I wanted to do a pre-recorded show for you guys tonight. So unfortunately, I will not be live tonight, and who other than to get the one, the only, the legendary Bob Carson. What's going on, Bob? I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How you doing? Yeah, because Bob, I love you to death, but sometimes it's hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes. Bob, I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself, but I kind of wanted to do something different for Carson's Corner, since this is going to be played on your station. As we mentioned before, folks, I am now affiliated with Carson's Corner. Let's take the audience way, way back when me and you first met, and Bob, please share some of your personal thoughts on, you know, what you thought of me personally and up until now, if you don't mind. Johnny,
It's one thing to sort of idolize people like John Wilson being the front door, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It's another thing to really understand the respect that goes into martial arts. It's actually playing into martial arts. And that's another thing that doesn't play out probably because I have a background of men.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to. I really was probably the worst fighter in the junior history. But prior to that, I had a bunch of good fighting matches. Prior to that, I had grappling. And so, I've been, since a part of my life, I probably for the last 15 years or so.
It started when I was 3 years old with the whole blood sport thing. That's what really got me into wanting to know more about martial arts. And here I am today. And I know that you haven't seen my latest video interview. I'm having some trouble uploading it, but I ended up interviewing Tony Luke Jr. And I think when you see this interview, Bob, with Tony Luke Jr., I think you're going to be surprised on how well the interview was done. Even though it was an interview, it was very emotional and very heartfelt. So I look forward to releasing that within the next few weeks on YouTube as well. So. Connected him and Frank today, so he should be talking to Frank here shortly. But also, he does have some sort of martial arts background, so I would love for you to personally interview Tony on Coach's Corner, because I strongly believe that he would be a great asset to Coach's Corner.
Obviously, the sport of MMA has really grown over the past 10, 15 years, and certainly if he has a background in martial arts, then it's reasonable to assume that he is a fan or he's an observer of MMA. So, I mean, and that's absolutely great. It really is, because we need more people supporting the sport, you know. That comes from people of all walks of life, you know, entrepreneurs, water fans, actors,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Absolutely, Bob, absolutely. And I got to tell you, a few weeks ago, Bob told me to check out a film on Netflix called Megan is Missing. Wow, that is a freaky ass movie, people. I mean, you definitely gotta check that out on Netflix. If you're into weirdness and strange and missing and abducted and and stuff like that, you definitely have to check out Megan.
Yeah, I'm there.
Awesome.
That really is. I don't think I would do that, but you know, everybody.